What if Jews ran America? Would it be like having a synagogue in your own backyard? How about a gigantic Hanukkah menorah on the White House lawn with no nativity scene in sight? That would be the union of synagogue and state for sure. But the Jewish-led ACLU would never let that happen. What if the Jews owned all the media, like CBS, NBC, ABC, CNN, and even the New York Times? Then homosexuality would be pushed, and lies about how great our doomed economy is doing would make headlines. But that would never happen, since the government is doing the very same thing and doesn't need any help from the mainstream media. What if Wall Street, that dictates policy to corporations it finances, was a Jewish operation? Then all our jobs would be sent to China, and H-1B visas would bring cheap Indian labor to America to fill white-collar jobs. But Congress, which doesn't count to Jewish money, would never let that happen. Let's say America's sovereignty was at stake, and Jews could create money out of thin air, and then loan it to the government at interest. They could call their scam the Federal Reserve, and no one would know why prices keep soaring. But that couldn't happen either. Our Constitution says that only Congress has the power to coin money, and at no interest. What if Jewish groups like the ADL and the American Federation of Teachers infiltrated our public schools with homosexual books that they promote, like Daddy's New Roommate, Daddy Marries His Roommate, Ken, and King and King? But how could that ever happen? Evangelical Christians, who to a man don't swallow the hoax that Jews, the people who crucified Christ, are the chosen people, would put an end to this immediately. And what if Jewish lobbies were so strong that they could turn military men into willing mice to run cover for their agenda? No way. Men like Chuck Hagel, who once said, "The Jewish lobby runs Capitol Hill," would rather die than let Jews and fairies cut off his you-know-what. Well, it's fun to play pretend. But when you have a dunce like John Kerry, who lets Jewish neocons lead him by the nose, incompetent Jewish women at that, then it's time to ask, is America Jewish occupied territory?